It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll hear our story in a minute, after Fibber and Molly warm up a bit.
You know, McGee, taking off your shoes is one of the best feelings in the world, next to coming home.
Yeah.
Bet most of us don't think about coming home at all until we think about how we'd feel if we couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go along month after month paying rent on your apartment or paying off the mortgage on your home with never a thought to what might happen if you...
Now, hold on there, kiddo. Wait a minute. Just remember, there is one way to make sure your home stays your home, and that's with a Prudential Mortgage Cancellation Plan.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, with this plan included in your insurance program, you don't have to worry about keeping a roof over your family's head. The Prudential Insurance Company guarantees the money to pay off the mortgage on your home, even if Dad dies unexpectedly before it's all paid.
Oh, McGee, that's wonderful. How much does it cost?
For most families, the yearly cost is less than 1% of the amount you borrowed.
I think the Prudential's Home Protection Plan is a wonderful idea. And if you think so, too, call your Prudential agent and let him tell you about the mortgage cancellation plan. Or, if you live in an apartment, Prudential's rent payment plan.
Take care of it soon, huh? This sure is a nice day for a drive.
Yes, just beautiful. I love the brisk fall weather. The air has such a merry crispness to it.
A what?
A merry Christmas.
And a happy new year to you. Don't you get it, kiddo? You said... Where do you want to go? You name it, and I'll drive you there to pay you back for that corny joke I just made.
Well, we'd have to visit the Taj Mahal to make things even on that one. Let's see now. Anywhere I want, huh?
Yep, you just name it.
Well, how about Frank's garage? That sounds like a perfect place, and it's a good thing we're right near there, because...
What the heck's the matter with this? Uh-oh. Out of gas.
Well, there's Frank's on the corner. You think we'll make it?
Just keep your fingers crossed, kiddo. I'll coax her along.
Easy, easy.
Yeah. Ah, just made it. Looks like Frank's busy with another customer.
Be with you in a minute, folks. There you are, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, that's Mrs. Atherton, McGee.
Who?
Hello, Mrs. Atherton. How's the baby?
Oh, just fine, thanks. How's your little Edgar?
Edgar? Oh, she's the one that thinks...
I'm Mrs. Cronin, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Edgar's all right, thank you. Took a fall off his tricycle yesterday and bumped his head, though.
Oh, I hope it wasn't serious.
Oh, no, he looks better now. Flattened out his pointed head a little.
McGee.
Oh, well.
Just a little bump. He's all right.
Well, nice seeing you, dear. Give my regards to Gloria May.
Right.
Boy, if that ain't the silliest routine
I've... Now then, what can I do for you, Oh, hello, Mrs. McGee.
Hello, Mr. Fuller. We need some gas.
Yeah, and you were the nearest. I mean, naturally, when I need gas, I always come to you, Frank.
Oh, you do, huh?
Well, I sure do.
Well, then you got the only car in town that gets 380 miles to the gallon. Don't kid me, Fib. If it wasn't for this price war we're all mixed up in, you'd be out at the serve yourself joint on the highway.
Price war?
Well, certainly. Mean to tell me you haven't heard about it?
No, we were just going out for a drive this afternoon, Frank, and we ran out...
Yeah, we ran out this way to buy some gas from you, Frank. Price is way down, huh? How much is it?
We're down from 31 cents a gallon to 27.9.
Oh.
We don't like it, but we got to keep up with the competition. Prices have been jumping up and down ever since this thing started.
Well, I guess this is our lucky day, dearie.
Yep, our loss is your gain, McGee. How much you want?
Well, Oh, just give me the usual, Frank.
What?
Oh, McGee, 50 cents worth? You heard Mr. Fuller say there's a price war on. He's already cut his price 3 cents a gallon. Let's fill it up.
No, sir. I'm not the type of guy that he takes advantage of a friend who's forced to sell at a loss to keep up with the competition. No, sir. We'll just take enough to get us back home, Frank.
Well, Gino, that's a pretty swell attitude, Fib. I sure had you figured all wrong, sure. You'll have to forgive me for them lousy remarks made a while ago.
Think nothing of it, Frank, old man. Just put in a half a buck's worth so we can get home, and as soon as the prices stop flux jumping up and down, we'll be back. You right, Molly?
Frank,
Quick, what does it say on that side of the street?
22 cents a gallon. The one across the street says 21 and a half.
And over there to the left, it's 21 and a quarter. Boy, oh boy, it's getting lower all the time. Imagine that, down from 31 cents.
Yes, sir.
I'll bet before this 50 cents worth of gas runs out, we'll find a place for 18 cents, or maybe even 17.
Maybe, but I think it was a kind of a sneaky way to fool Mr. Fuller like that.
Well, that's the business world for you, kiddo. Dog eat dog. Anyways, I wouldn't tell old Frank we were going to scout around for a better price. I'm too soft-headed for that.
You mean soft-hearted, don't you?
I mean my head's too soft. You saw that monkey wrench in his hand, didn't you? Frank's an okay guy, all right, but he's what's known in the garage set as the emotional type.
With customers like you, I can see how he gets that way.
Hey, there's our place. Look there. We'll never beat that price. 19 point... No, wait. Hey, there's one for 18 point... Oh, there's one down the street for... No. Yeah, hey. Oh, look at that one.
Oh, isn't this silly?
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. While authorities on the subject tell us that no child is born a juvenile delinquent, they are quick to add that he may be shaped that way by the factors of his environment. Give a child a good, clean, healthy home and community life, and he'll be more likely to turn out a useful citizen. Youngsters from broken homes and disturbed conditions in the home are usually the ones who head for trouble. But even these youngsters can be directed and helped. A generous portion of your community chest contribution goes to help children in such circumstances, and also goes to help those needing hospitalization, clinical service, and care. We all benefit by living in the healthy community that meets its needs. We benefit from the knowledge that hospitals, clinics, youth organizations, and other services are open to all, those who have the means to pay and those who have not. Give to the community chest or United Fund drives now being conducted in your community. The services they support belong to you.
Look, McGee, we've been up and down this boulevard six times now.
I know, but before we go back to that 16 cents a gallon place, I just want to be sure that's the best deal. I hate to be took.
Oh, dear, you'd better make up your mind pretty soon because we're getting low again.
Hey, stupid! What's the idea of sticking your hand out the window like that if you're not gonna turn?
My hand ain't sticking out the window.
Oh, beg your pardon. It's your ears.
Well, Dr. Gamble.
Oh, him. Very funny, Fatso.
Hi, kids. Pull over, McGee. I want to talk to you.
Okay, pull up ahead. Hey, maybe Doc knows where there's a good buy. He drives around a lot.
Hiya, Molly. Where are you kids going?
Around in circles mostly, Doctor. We had planned on going for a drive out in the country, but ever since McGee found there's a gasoline price war on.
Yeah, hey, Fatso, do you know where they got the best deal? Our tank's nearly empty, and I...
Oh, a guy like you shouldn't have to pay for the stuff, McGee.
What you mean?
Well, the way you keep gassing with that mobile mouth of yours, all Molly has to do is pump your arm, and you'll have enough to last all winter.
Ah, look, I got no time to bandy words, bandy legs. I gotta fill my gas tank. I saw a place back there for 16 cents a gallon. You seen it anywhere, any cheaper, any place?
Nope, that's the lowest price in town.
Okay, what'd you want to see me about?
A microscope. I just wondered if you'd be interested in a good used microscope for a dollar. But if you're in such a hurry,
hey,
I...
Hey, wait a minute. Huh? A buck? For a good microscope? Used?
Well, you're always fooling around with mine when you come to the office, so I thought that... But if you're not interested...
Wait a minute. Sure I'm interested.
Well, it's at the hospital.
Huh?
I'm on my way over there now, so if you'll let me have your dollar...
A buck, huh? Sure, sure. Thanks for telling me about it, George. Here you are.
Thanks. And here you are.
What's this?
Your raffle ticket.
What?
They're holding the drawing and surgery tonight to help send Doc Fredericks to Hawaii on his honeymoon.
What? Why, you...
Why,
so long, pal. Thanks for the contribution.
Why? There it is again, Molly. 16 cents a gallon. Imagine that. Down from 31 cents.
Yeah.
Now, I guess that's the lowest price in town.
You guess? If you don't know, nobody does. Pull in there and fill up the tank and let's go home. It's almost 3 o'clock. We've wasted this whole day just...
Okay. I guess there's no sense overdoing this thing. You know, this looks like rock bottom. And a few tents here and there won't make much difference. Oh, look at the sign.
Now what?
Yes, sir. Regular Ethel.
We just stopped in to use the phone, bud. Is that okay?
Oh, sure. It's in the station there. Help us out.
The phone? McGee, what's this all about? I thought you were going to...
Well, I was, until I noticed his sign. Look at that. 5-gallon limit. If that's the case, we'll do better across the street at that other place, Slim Station.
Oh, McGee, for heaven's sake.
It's 0.5 cents more, but there's no limit in the way I figured. Oh, wait a minute. Am I figuring that right? 0.5 cents of a... open the glove compartment and give me a pencil and paper. I'll work this thing out and... Let's see, 6 7/8 times 4 3/5. Move the cipher over and move the drop the thing under the... What's that? What did I do with that decimal point?
McGee, I've had enough. If this isn't the most ridiculous thing I
ever... Look, it'll only take another minute, Molly. I nearly
You folks still here? Nothing wrong with that phone of mine, is there?
Oh, no. We've been trying to figure...
Well, do you mind if I use the phone a minute? I got an important call to make.
Oh, no. Go right ahead.
Thanks. I won't be a minute.
Okay. Now, let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. If we go across the street to Slim's and get 10 gallons at 16.5...
Oh, Slim? Morgan. Yeah, just got the word. Gas war is over. Yeah, you put up your old sign again. Ain't that great? You're right.
Oh, no.
Say, would you folks mind backing your car up? I want to take that 16-cent sign down and put up the old sign. Boy, happy days are here again.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Tomorrow starts another busy week. And so here's a suggestion to brighten your busy work days. Just let NBC Radio accompany you morning and afternoon. You'll hear a series of outstanding programs designed to help your weekday along. Strike It Rich, for example. That's an exciting daily morning feature, bringing you lots of quiz fun, plus some wonderful and inspiring stories. Strike It Rich is the program we call the Show with a Heart. And for a good reason, because it's the program that lends a helping hand to people in need from all over the world. Warren Hull is the master of ceremonies, and you'll enjoy each minute of it. Strike It Rich yourself in top-notch entertainment tomorrow morning. And don't forget your other big daytime favorites. The phrase that pays for more quiz fun, Just Plain Bill and Woman in Love for dramatic entertainment, and Pauline Frederick reporting for all the latest news. You'll hear them all and many more brought to you all through the week by NBC Radio, your guide to the best in listening.
Well, there we are. The old sign's back up again. We're all set.
Yeah, that's peachy. Look at his prices, will you, Molly? This must be the most expensive place in town. 32 cents here, and all the others are 31.
Murder.
Let's get out of this jib joint, kiddo. We may as well go back to Frank. No sense letting this guy take advantage of us.
Empty.
Hmm. Give me a gallon. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Jack Crucian as the service station operator, and Natalie Masters as Mrs. Atherton. Well, the McGees get word tomorrow that a long-unseen relative is coming to visit. How McGee reacts to this news is the story we'll bring you then. This is John Wall saying goodnight. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.